More than 2,000 people in Vermont are enrolled in the state's medical marijuana registry. But some lawmakers say many eligible patients still have trouble actually getting medical pot. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, one plan now proposes to get rid of some of the barriers in the system.
Bennington County Senator Dick Sears is chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and last week he got an email from a 70-year-old constituent with glaucoma.
He can't get his eye doctor to fill the card that he needs in order to get medical marijuana because evidently the eye doctor isn't as familiar with the program as he could be.
Vermont's medical marijuana law has undergone numerous changes since lawmakers first adopted the program back in 2004. The state now has 4 medical marijuana dispensaries, and the list of conditions eligible for legal cannabis treatments has grown considerably. Sears, though, says that stories like the one from his elderly constituent demonstrate that problems remain, and he says a bill he and others plan to introduce in January will help solve them.
It just provides more realistic access and more conditions that might be able to be treated, the symptoms treated with medical cannabis.
The latest version of the bill would open up the legal cannabis pipeline to people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and Parkinson's disease. It would, in fact, allow a patient to qualify for the registry for any medical condition or symptom, so long as their doctor thinks cannabis would alleviate the suffering. Expanding the list of eligible conditions, however, won't solve the problem for Sears' constituent. Glaucoma's already on the list of eligible conditions, and the problem, Sears says, is that the man's doctor is unwilling to provide the physician's signature needed for him to get his medical cannabis card. Sears says that by requiring doctors to get formal training on the cannabis registry as a treatment option, previously reluctant doctors will be more open to signing off.
Providing information is powerful.
Information may indeed be powerful, but the language in the bill might not necessarily have the intended effect. Dr. Patricia Fisher is the medical director of case management and medical staff affairs at the University of Vermont Medical Center. Fisher told Sears and other lawmakers this week that she's familiar enough with the medical marijuana registry. She signed off on access to medical cannabis for 3 patients so far. But Fisher says knowledge of the registry isn't alone enough to convince doctors that it's an appropriate option for their patients.
The tricky thing with marijuana for physicians is that there's not a lot of evidence in the literature for what it's used for.
Fisher says there are only 2 approved medical uses for cannabis. That's nausea prevention and appetite stimulation. But just because a patient has glaucoma, for example, doesn't mean a physician is going to feel comfortable facilitating their access to medical cannabis.
I don't know if it's actually going to help with glaucoma. I don't know if it's going to help whatever symptom relief he's looking for.
Existing law requires doctors to have at least a 3-month relationship with their patients before they can sign off on the registry. The new legislation ponders doing away with that requirement in certain instances. Fisher tells lawmakers that marijuana is not a harmless drug, and she says they'll want to contemplate the consequences of their legislative actions.
18-year-old with low back pain, you know, from a soccer injury, and, you know, are they going to be able to get medical marijuana? I'm not sure we'd want to start that.
More liberal medical cannabis laws in places like California and Colorado served as de facto end runs to legalized recreational marijuana use. Sears says residents in Vermont need not worry about that happening here.
Vermont hasn't gone the route of California, Colorado, and this proposed legislation wouldn't put us anywhere in that realm.
The proposed legislation would also increase the number of dispensaries in Vermont from 4 to 6, and it would allow patients to purchase up to 3 ounces of marijuana instead of the existing cap of 2 ounces. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.